So we're glad to have you in the WRMJ studios. And how this was kind of set up, I was down at the high school a week ago or a couple weeks ago and said, Taylor, somebody said to me, you need to get a dance team member on. So they said, let's get the captain on, Chloe Kirkhoff. So tell us about how this all started for you, your freshman year, and you've been involved 4 years now.
Yeah. So my freshman year, I was going to try out for cheer, actually. And my sister came to me and said, Chloe, you got to do dance. She did it in her high school days, too. So I was like, you know what, I'll just try it out. I'll see how it goes. And I actually really enjoyed it. I've never danced in my life, so it was something really new to me. But it's more about building a team and a family, and I truly love it a lot.
Yeah. So how it works is basically, I know this year you were telling me off the air, separate football dance team, separate basketball dance team. I know there's some overlap, some same kids involved in both. But basically, it's kind of a different routine, a different choreographed routine every week. So there's a lot of work that goes into this. So kind of tell us what's involved week by week when you do these things.
Okay, so right now we're currently working on two of our first football or basketball dances. And really we take 2 hours a night, 3 days a week normally, and we just we drill the dances as hard as we can so we can get them perfect for everyone to see.
And is there any, for you personally, is there any certain type of music you like or certain routine? Or is it, you know, each thing is its own set of enjoyment for you?
I really like hip-hop, to be honest, but really it's so much fun, honestly.
So just the combination of what you like to do. So I knew you were a softball kid and a kid that's also on the dance team at Mercer County High School. How do those things go together, I guess? What are the commonalities in all that, I guess?
There's not really any, but since being on the dance team, I don't want to say make a fool of myself, but I dance a lot during softball now. I've grown to love it as much as I love softball.
And in terms of the people that choreograph, you said the coaches are involved, but the kids are involved too, right? So have you, what's the choreograph involved with you? Certain numbers that you've been able to set up, or how does that work?
Yeah, so right now Teague's doing our first dance and I'm doing our second dance, and then there's sometimes where my other co-captain Mallory and I will make up dances together, like for the kids clinic and for senior night we'll make up dances together.
So how many kids were involved in the football dance team this year, you remember?
We had 16.
And then how many basketball?
I think there's 11.
That's a pretty good number, right?
Yeah.
So then practices, this is what, a couple nights, 3 nights a week? How does that work?
We just go for 2 hours, 6 to 8 every night, just so we try to do it as late as we can. So just in case anyone had work or anything, and we just drill those dances as hard as we can.
Does anyone ever, like, really get mad at dance team practice?
Oh, yes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Give me an example of why somebody would get mad at dance team practice.
I can be your example. I get super angry when I have to teach things over and over again. It's just because I have more experience than some of the new girls, and I just get a little irritated, but then I have to step back and think.
That was me one time.
Yeah, chill out. That was me my freshman year. I have to just let them take their own time.
So, like, the performance part of it then, is there when you were a freshman, was there some stage fright or not? Is there stage fright involved still today, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're worried about the music getting queued up the right way. I know that's the big deal, right?
Yeah, yeah. I still have stage fright when we do, like when we did our first football dance for this year, I had really bad stage fright, and I'm sure it'll be the same way for basketball, too.
So I know when you play, like, softball, right? And by the way, you told us off the air, going to Lincoln College to play collegiately after you finish up your senior year playing softball for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. So like softball, you know, if you're at the plate and, you know, they pitch one to you and you get the barrel on it and arms extended, you know you got it. You know what I'm saying? We know if you play the sport, when it comes off the bat, you knew you got it right.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that in softball. What is it like, I guess, from a dance team thing where you walk off the field and said, Taylor, Kirkhope got this thing, right? Is there the same feeling in both you can get, if you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, honest, there really is. It's more about how the crowd reacts when you're done. That's, you have to go off the crowd's reaction because you can't tell if everyone else is doing the dance right. But personally, I just feel if I have the dance right, like...
You're like, yeah, fist pump.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so do you guys, you videotape them and watch them back then or record them?
During our practices, we record them.
But not the actual...
Some people do.
Okay, but there's not like a breakdown of saying, hey, Kirkhope, you missed that step there. Get it right next time.
Not quite.
All right. So first performance is, when did you say, December?
December 3rd.
All right. So watch for the Mercer County dance team, 11 kids on the basketball dance team this year. And then good junior year softball-wise in Mercer County. I know we still have, you know, winter sports to get through, but Mercer County should be positioned to have another pretty good softball year, right?
Yeah, I agree.
So tell us about your love for softball, too. Where's that come from?
My love for softball came from my dad, actually. I grew up around softball fields and baseball fields because he'd always be playing. We traveled a lot. I don't remember a lot of that because I was young, but my love really came from my dad, and I'm so grateful for that.
Now, you're a catcher, right?
Yes.
So how you like getting all that gear on? See, like, dance team for me and catcher doesn't go together.
No, not at all. So, I don't know. Sometimes I don't like putting on my gear, but, like, during practice, I hate putting on my gear. But when softball comes, it's just like I don't feel right if I don't have my gear on during a game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what type of shock have you taken with, like, a foul tip that has kind of hit the mask and you sit back and say, I play in the right position? Because that, man, I've seen so many catchers at the high school baseball level and softball level where if a foul tip occurs and then the ricochet is right off square in the mask. Mm-hmm. I mean, people say, well, they're protected by the mask, but it's the shock of it.
Yeah, it's not good. I've had a few times I've been knocked on my rear end and my eyes went crossed.
All right, well, don't let that happen again, by the way.
Okay.
All right, so here's a kid that plays softball, catcher for the Mercer County Golden Eagles, and a talented dance team, a member. And Chloe Kirkhope, we appreciate you coming in, and look for the Eagles performing again the first time December 3rd down at the high school. And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.